Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Pilgrimage 7 months ago.
He was found in the street, not wearing any shoes, his beard long, hungry, but broadly speaking in good health.
ABC's James Longman outside of Damascus. The White House says it's monitoring the investigation into mysterious large drones spotted flying over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing he'll resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Wray faced pressure from President-elect Trump after the FBI investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. President Biden today announcing he's pardoning 39 people who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, plus more than 1,500 commutations. This is ABC News. Close to a dozen states now have laws that keep students from being able to use cell phones in class. Some parents are in agreement, others not so much. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The general idea that having a phone in a classroom that a student might be using where they're lost in sort of the fog of the internet isn't conducive to good learning. At the same time, while many parents believe that, there's also this struggle with being able to cut that tie, you know, to actually say, I want my student to do better in school, to learn more, but I also need them to be able to reach me if they have an emergency. And that's the struggle.
South Korean President Yoon facing new impeachment efforts from several opposition parties who filed a joint motion in parliament with hopes to bring that motion to a vote on Saturday. Several picks for the incoming Trump administration back on Capitol Hill today, including DNI pick Tulsi Gabbard, FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it, still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to the state of Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Meyer step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Boy, the John and Gordy Show is certainly grown over these many 1 years.
We've expanded.
We really have.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. It's really cold outside this morning. It's zero, actually. And wind chills making it feel even colder than
that. I thought
that.
You were going to say it's absolute zero.
Well, no, it's not quite that
cold. You know what
cold.
Happens at absolute zero?
Everything breaks.
Yeah, matter disintegrates.
Yeah, right? And we're expecting a high of just 10 degrees this afternoon. So really need to bundle up and dress in layers and all that stuff. Okay?
Well, yeah? We'll do that.
All right.
Leave our umbrellas at home.
Yes, yes. Now it's time to get into our grown-up gift list text to win contest for this hour. We do this every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. We give you a keyword. Mm-hmm. You text it into us. Just get the Civic Media app and text to win. And if you're the winner this hour, it's a $100 cash prize, okay? So here is the text to win word for this hour. It's Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. You know, like Merry Christmas, right? Or Be a Merry Gentleman, or what was that song?
Merry, I would stop Merry. While you were ahead.
Okay, M-E-R-R-Y. That's what you need to text.
Make sure
to
you spell it the right way. There's three ways to spell it. Smell it. M-E-R-R-Y.
Three-way.
M-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, got it. So text that in to us. You got to text it in before 8 o'clock. And again, we'll have other keywords at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And all those entries are eligible for the grand prize. We'll have 8 grand prize winners at the end of the contest at the end of next week. All right? So once again, Merry is the word to text.
All right.
The Civic Media app and get texting.
Sounds great.
All right. Very good. Now it's time to welcome in our guest this time around. It is Deb Watterson from Sugar River Pizza. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. A little cold out there, but yeah. I can think of nothing better to eat than comfort food on weather like this.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, we were out there a few weeks ago to your Sun Prairie location. You have 3 locations, right?
Yes, we do. Verona and Nuclearis are the other two, and Sun Prairie.
Mm-hmm. But Sun Prairie, what a great place. It's just fabulous.
Well, an unbelievable location.
Right.
You're right at the end of the street overlooking these beautiful grand ponds that are out there, with the cactails and the cranes. It is just beautiful out there. It really is. Fantastic place.
And the ambiance of the place. You have these handcrafted wooden tables and chairs, yes. And it's really something, and wonderful food. So how long ago did you start Sugar River Pizza, Deb?
We started in 2009 in Belleville, actually, as a takeout and delivery place. And we were having so much fun. We were creating recipes as we went. We were listening to our customers. What do you want? And our menu just kept expanding organically from what we wanted to do. We're all family. All of us managers are all family members.
All right.
So we what we create is really from our family table.
Right.
And our menu has come and sprung from that.
Do you still have a place in Belleville? Or
no, we did not.
New Glarus.
Yes, we have New Glarus. Was our first dine-in one. Mm-hmm. And that was exciting to start actually serving people. And as I told you when you were at Sun Prairie, that I get no better delight from walking through my dining room and hearing people laugh and share stories. And that's what we're all about. And that's what our family created the restaurants for. We really like to entertain.
I think it's good to mention here that you have now gotten your second in a row Best of Madison Gold Award.
Yes.
That's amazing, and good for you.
We're very, very proud of that. You should see the staff when we got the framed.
Yeah.
They're so excited. It makes them proud to do what they do.
So if you haven't been out there yet, and I know it's a little dry, but I mean, sometimes when you go out to eat, that's what works, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. You're getting out of town, you're getting away from home, and it is just a really fantastic location. What is the what is the business that's out there? The street is named after the business.
Cabela,
oh, that's
sure.
right.
Yeah. Or,
so if you see Cabela... You go down that street, and you're right there at Sugar River. So.
Yes. We were real excited when that lot became available, and Sun Prairie, the Springs, their development company, has been amazing to work with.
Now, when we were out there, you took us through the kitchen, which is actually amazing how you make all these pizzas. I mean, it's a big restaurant. It's a big place, and it's a huge operation.
Well, you're proofing all the dough in the back room.
Yes, all our dough is started every morning. It has its birthday. We make all our dough and at all of the stores. So the first person in the morning, sometimes we have a dough person come in at 2 a.m. Yeah.
A dough boy.
A dough guy.
Okay. But you have a lot more than you have great pizza. You also have pasta.
Thank you for asking.
The rest of your menu.
Thank you for asking that. Yes, our pizzas is where we started. And then we took off from there. And we have 10 different pastas. Our salads are huge and beautiful. We love the veggies, and especially in the summer. We got all local produce. So our salads are made from that. Our sauces are all homemade. Our dressings are all homemade. We're a very, as I call it, a prep-heavy kitchen, meaning there's a lot of people in there before we even open.
Right.
Because we make and bake everything we make. Like our pork, I think we talked about that when you're out at Sun Prairie. We smoke our own pork at all of our restaurants.
That's great.
So our pork, when you get smoked pork, it's fresh out from a 12-hour slow roast.
You're making me hungry just talking about all this.
I had that.
We're talking with Deb Watterson from Sugar River Pizza. Now, the other fantastic thing is your bar.
Yes.
You have 48 beers on tap.
Yes.
48?
Yes.
I mean, it looks unbelievable as you're looking at the bar. All of these taps are just waiting for you to try.
Yes. My husband, he's since passed away. He was definitely a founder of Sugar River, and we miss him. But he was a beer connoisseur, and he knew how to find really good craft beer from so many breweries right here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And so we put them all on tap, and then we add a lot of other bottles. And when we have wines, we have over 20 wines that you can enjoy while you're there, plus cocktails that we're always cooking up something new. And I'm begging my bar to come out with Tom and Jerry's for Christmas.
Well, we have somebody who texted us. I was at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie recently, had a great margarita pizza. Wow.
It's from Anna of Madison.
Thank you, Anna. Yeah. Yes, we do make our pesto homemade in-house, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And the mozz is fresh mozz. All our cheese actually is from Silver Lewis Cheese Company. Sorry, give them a plug. They're a great little creamery in Monticello. The cheese they make, especially for us, and this is the secret. You asked a secret ingredient. I'll give you the secret ingredient in our cheese. It's actually Munster cheese.
Oh.
It is not mozzarella cheese. Oh. But it's the way that creamery processes the cheese gives us this tremendous stretch and that unbelievable, undeniable flavor of our pizza. And that's what you taste. And you can't get it anywhere else.
It's the way it's processed. You can process Munster cheese.
Yes.
In a way that it turns out stretchy like mozzarella cheese.
Yes.
Okay. I'll leave it up to the geniuses out there.
He is a cheesemaker. And in our cheese curds are hand-dipped out in Monticello also by a man that's the son of a creamery owner out there. So all of that's from where could you get the best cheese in the world is Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the dough and the crust, because John was fascinated by this, and I had no idea what he was talking about afterwards, but he was supposed to walk away with some sample of the dough or something. And he still
a dough ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about what kind of crusts do you offer?
Our dough recipe is actually very simple, and I think that's what makes it good. It's olive oil that we get, and it's just dough. It's just natural products we put together in our dough. We make a lot of dough, you know, I'm sure all three stores in the morning is probably 1,000 pounds of dough being processed into dough balls. And we make 4 different sizes. So the stacks that you saw when you came in our cooler is all those different dough sizes that we have available for people. Plus we do different whole wheat, gluten-free. We have gluten-free pizza, sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. You also have a big back room for private parties, too.
Yes,
is that at all your locations or just the Sun Prairie?
This one's the way it's laid out. We really wanted to lay out a separate place for people. So we do, I'm glad you brought that up. We have a meeting room that groups can meet in, so totally separate, that you can rent out. It has its own patio, looks out on its own pond.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we actually rent out what we call our prairie room views. And that has, we're so excited about those. The windows on one side of the room open up completely accordion style.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when we have rooms out or parties out there, they actually have the patio which goes to the ponds that
refer
to.
Beautiful.
So it's beautiful. We're just love being out
there. Also want to mention that you have a lot of woodwork.
Yes.
In your restaurant.
All the tables are trees, natural trees that were harvested in Wisconsin and Iowa.
In the bar too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. All the tables, and they're rough cut. And and just so everyone knows, because I'm aware of this, we planted trees for every tree we took down.
Wow, fantastic.
So all those trees are beautiful.
We asked you about the booths, too, because they're extra long booths, right?
Yeah.
You're not cramped in, jammed in, because families are, 5 or 6 usually.
Yes.
And now these are huge, long booths.
Yeah, 6 foot all the way around, and our tables. And as you probably noticed, we're very spaced out in this restaurant. Yeah. Not only handicapped accessible, but personally, I like when I sit down with someone, I want to be able to talk with them and not conversations going around me. And we really built it to have those type of, when you get together with your gatherings together, you can hear each other, you can talk and have fun without everybody else's conversations coming.
Exactly. Just a minute or two left here. So 3 locations.
Yes.
Tell us again.
We are in Verona and by the Costco. So we're in that area.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're across from you.
Yeah, yes.
They're across
thank
from
you.
Them.
Yes.
You should be in marketing. In Sun Prairie, we talked about where we are right there. And then in New Glarus. We're right by the bike trail. So the patio there it's a beautiful patio. We all have patios at all our stores. Every time we built one, we tried to add a wow. And so the patios are all there. But the windows were the new at Sun Prairie and the bar.
That is just unbelievable stuff. Yeah. And by the way, you were going to create a sauce, a secret ingredient sauce that I named, and I can't remember the name. Can you remember it?
What?
I'm going to kill you if you... How is that? Oh, yes. Something like I'm going to kill you.
Because if I tell you what's in the sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Deb, pleasure to have you here with us. Sugar River Pizza, 3 locations, and thanks for coming in.
A double gold for Madison Magazine.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you, everyone out there, for being our customer.
Yes.
We love you all.
Wonderful. All right, we will continue with John and Gordy in the morning in just a minute or two.
We've got a cut from Governor Evers.
Oh.
Happy about finally taking on those fake electors.
Coming right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? the answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanelli says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. That's Lariat from The Legends.
Okay. Just a reminder, our Civic Media grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. The key word this hour is Mary. That's Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. You can use the Civic Media app and text to win. And the prize this time around is $100 cash prize. And, of course, we'll have other keywords, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and you all get entered into the grand prize contest as well.
Slug in the microphone.
why'd you hit the microphone?
Oh God! It's in the way all the time. I don't know. I'm not used to microphones. Apparently, I want to thank Sherry for sending that beautiful Christmas tree, the lighted Christmas tree.
Yeah, good that morning, is gorgeous. Sherry. Appreciate it.
All right, and on the line right now we have Brittany Merlot. She's got the weather forecast for us, and she just updated the weather temperature here in Madison, and it is outrageous. We're going to have to lock our way in the studio now. We just can't leave. It's too cold outside.
Yep.
-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yikes.
It's getting colder. What is it in Wausau this morning where you are?
Wausau.
We are at 10 below right now, and the winds are making it feel like 30 below.
All right.
I had to run outside really quick, wake up. But, you know, it was my caffeine for the morning. I didn't even need any because the cold just hit.
Yeah.
So we have a cold weather advisory for our area this morning, right? This is not a wind chill advisory. This is what changed, right? You don't do wind chill advisories, or you have them, but you don't use them. I don't understand.
But a lot of other people don't use it anymore.
It's just cold. That's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, basically. So this is the first time the National Weather Service has used the cold weather advisory for us here in Wisconsin. This is a nationwide thing that they changed. So they eliminated the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings. So you're not going to hear or see that from anyone. But we're still going to talk about it because the winds are still a part of it, right? Your temperatures did not fall to 20 below. But the cold weather advisory was issued for you in Madison because the winds made it feel like 20 below at times. Mm-hmm. So that is why we put that in there. It's just to simplify things. So like say our actual temperature fell to 20 below and the winds were not moving like tonight.
Yeah.
then you'll still have a cold weather advisory. But back in the old day, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have it because the winds weren't moving. So you needed the wind before for blah, that to actually blah, go blah, out. Blah,
thank you blah, for that two-minute explanation blah. Of why this is simpler.
You guys.
I know. That's why I hate this new system. It takes forever. All we had to do
they made
was
it worse for us.
Chill. It's just
right.
My God.
I know.
Oh, please. Okay. We should resist this and, you know, resist it nationwide. I just can't handle it.
Well, how long is this?
I don't know if the South really understood it, though, if you think about it. The South, they're like, what's a wind chill? So now they just get the cold weather.
Let's appeal to the South.
Okay. All right. Well, how long is it going to be like this? What is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or are we in the deep freeze for the rest of the winter? Come on.
Oh, not the rest of the winter, thankfully, but you're definitely in a deep freeze for the rest of the day today. High temperatures probably reaching about 11, but winds still moving at about 5 to 10 miles per hour will make it feel closer to zero. So still a rough day. And then tonight we drop back below zero, right around -1 once again. And then tomorrow we'll start to see a little bit of a warm up. It'll still be chilly, but winds will be out of the south. We'll go up to the low 20s and then the next mess hits. Saturday, we're looking at the next system moving in, and it looks like it could be moving in as snow first, switching over to a sleet, freezing rain mix, and then over to regular rain after that.
Yikes!
So, Saturday, yuck. Oh, man. I know.
That's the worst possible thing you could think of.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Okay.
I'm trying. How about the sunshine today? Just enjoy it.
Yep. Well, that's it. And long-range forecast for Christmas, White Christmas, you still going with that?
We still have chances. Definitely a couple more systems still moving through between now and Christmas. So it's out there. It's definitely possible.
It is, yep.
Okay. All right, Brittany. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. By the way, it looks like you have a nice, warm, comfy sweater on this morning.
That is a huge sweatshirt.
And we thought you were wearing a scarf.
Yeah.
And it's your long, thick
hair. Wow.
That is so funny. Yep, the Italian hair. There's too much of it. Yep, so.
That's lovely.
That's good.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Have a good day.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
All right, I got to clear up a mystery here.
What?
John Murray out in Madison has texted us a few times here. He said ginger in one, Kringle in the next.
Did he not get that the key word is Mary? It's Merry. What is all
Merry
these,
Christmas?
Merry.
It's that form of Merry.
Yes, but why is he texting in Kringle?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out.
Ginger.
So, you know, if you have an explanation, John.
He's just
maybe a little too much coffee this morning.
Perhaps.
He's hallucinating.
Maybe he's dipping into the eggnog.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the big story, all right?
Do we have time?
The Wisconsin Department of Justice has added 10 felony charges against Kenneth Cheeseboro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman in the fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. They cast votes for Trump. All three are scheduled to be in court today.
Really?
So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, Governor Evers had a comment about that, and that would be cut number 66. Let's listen to what Governor Evers had to say about this.
I don't know what crimes, but they knew what they were doing. I mean, they knew the results of the election. They knew that we shouldn't have two panels going to Washington, D.C. They knew what the hell was going on. So they should be held accountable, whether it's criminal or not. That's not for me to figure out, but everybody in the state of Wisconsin should understand they knew exactly what they were doing.
So you don't believe they were tricked?
No, right? No. I mean, they were probably helped by support from legal counsel. But how anybody could think that they were sitting in this room in the Capitol at the same time we were sitting in that room in the Capitol doing what we know was the right thing? There was no data to support what they are doing. So they knew what they're doing. They should be held accountable. I don't know whether it's a criminal thing or not, but they knew what they're doing.
All right.
That
see?
Says it all. Yeah.
Telling it like it is.
Absolutely.
Oh,
way
hell.
To go, Tony.
Hell and Tony. Please say as many of those words as you want, Governor Evers.
He's such a potty mouth.
Well, I like that. You know, that's what everybody likes about him. You know, he's not going to mince words.
Right. Exactly. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online,
at Verlo.com.
All right. John Murray has cleared up the mystery.
It's cold outside.
It's the cold outside, freezing to death, warming up the car, thinking parts are broken.
Okay. Thank you, John. Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to see the
stains that didn't raise up all the pain she left them? This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, if you think cars and trucks are the only things autonomous, think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Farm tractors are going down that same route. Details on the way. Innovation,
that's BioVet. Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com. Innovation,
that's BioVet. Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, says an autonomous tractor could be in your farm's future. He said every tractor right now, they're working on it.
It's kind of a new budding space for equipment companies. There's a lot of companies out there, as far as I can tell, that are sort of startups that are taking existing machines and converting them to autonomous platforms. There's a lot of safety considerations that have to be considered in that realm as well. And it is headed this way. We're not quite there yet. We're not ready to go fully autonomous in the ag production, at least field crops sort of space. But I'd say within the next year or two, it's a real reality that we could be doing that.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, he said, while the dairy industry has been using robots to help milk cows for decades, the autonomous tractor, a newer entry to the agricultural realm. He says right now it's all motivated by labor shortages.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is continuing to solicit farms and homes from across the state that have been in the same family for 100 or 150 years. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program will be held Tuesday, August 5th, in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. Honorees get complimentary State Fair tickets, an invitation to the awards breakfast, a commemorative photo, a certificate, and an outdoor display sign. Applications are due by Friday, March 1st. More information available on the Wisconsin State Fair website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the tab. There's your Wednesday food news update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Need a new mattress? Choose Verlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Verlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Verlo to the others and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
Will somebody close the door on the mothership, please?
It's kind letting, of cold in
letting
here.
Letting all the air out into space.
I know. 7:34, it's 1 degree, one skinny degree below zero.
Yeah.
It's really cold, and our high today expected to be just 10 degrees.
All right, now, Sherry has sent us another emoji.
Yes, she did. What is that?
Well, that's not Sherry who sent us that.
Really?
I don't think that's something that Sherry would send.
Is that
1701?
Somebody else. Yeah, it is. It's an eggplant. We know what they represent.
Yeah, we do.
In the emoji world. Okay. And it has a mustache on it, which
goes through
three colors.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
There you go. What does that mean? You had a theory, didn't you?
I'm just kidding. No, I think you had the theory. I'm not repeating it.
Well, you don't trim down there, and I think that's what
the
mustache is.
All right. Just a reminder, our grown-up gift list text win contest this hour. And again, you have until 8 o'clock to enter this word into the contest via the Civic Media app. The word is Mary, okay?
Spell it right.
M-E-R-R-Y. You have to spell it right. Mary. M-E-R-R-Y.
It's a Merry Christmas version of Mary.
Why are there so many different ways to spell some words?
I don't know. And reminder, our gift prize this time around is $100 cash prize, okay?
It's almost like that George Washington bit on Saturday Night Live where we have different words.
Yeah, we got to bring that back. Yeah, let's got to find that again. We gotta play that. Maybe tomorrow.
That's a fantastic bit. I just love that thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there again. You know, and she's got a few comments about the CEO shooter, and this time, it's not so much about the shooter. It's stopping the movement for universal health care. And, you know, it's a big issue for me on this program. I can't stop talking about it. So I thought, well, this comment, let's listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Cut 67.
Well, Congressman, this comes as well as you look at what's happening right now with the shooter, Luigi Mangione, and you're seeing so many people on TikTok praise him. This is a man that lost his life. You're seeing CEOs of other healthcare companies pull their staff off of the websites because they're scared. Where do you think this violence is coming from? And do you think it's just going to get exacerbated as we continue into the Trump era with some of these people?
I'm glad you asked that question. And I've been watching this unfold, and I believe it's the beginning of a political movement.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the left and the right. Right. Political movements, they try different tactics. Mm-hmm. They try protests. They try marches.
Ooh.
They try storming congressmen and women's offices.
Horrible.
They try violence. They try riots. And oftentimes when they're not successful, you know, maybe they're moving to assassinating just one person in order to make the changes
that
they think they want. But
there
should never be a time where people are cheering on the death of an innocent man, a murder that happened on video that we've all seen unfold over and over again on the news. And this is someone that was clearly mentally unstable and came from a life of privilege and went and killed a CEO for whatever his reasons are and supposedly as a manifesto. But what I'm more concerned about is we've seen the left push for socialized medicine for years. You know, Bernie Sanders had Medicare for All. I hope this doesn't turn into where they take this guy they're praising, right?
Mm-hmm.
And make him some sort of hero
yeah.
that they all worship and then pick up the mantra and move it and go after other people.
And get universal health care. We certainly want to prevent universal health care from happening because of this CEO shooter.
I wish we had had longer to talk to Mike McCabe yesterday, because I asked him about this topic after the show yesterday. And he said that he remembered his dad talking about Depression-era gangsters in much the same way that people are talking about this guy who shot the CEO now. Yes, he committed a crime. Yes, he killed somebody. But also, like Mike McCabe said, that he spoke – his father spoke of these gangsters, the Dillingers and all the other people, with a sort of reverence because they took down the banks, which a lot of people back in the 30s absolutely hated because they were literally taking their money whenever they failed. And it's much the same situation with healthcare now.
Yeah. This has exposed what United Healthcare is actually making for profits. People are freaked out about it. We've been buying insurance each and every year all of our lives, right? But we've never asked, gee, how much are the insurance companies making out of all of this? Well, now they're finding out and people are starting to fight back. And, you know, if we had universal health care, it would cost a whole heck of a lot less. No overhead. You know, and these profits wouldn't be going to private interests. So let's go to Scott, who is on the line right now. What have you got for us, Scott?
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. So I just wanted to say that, like, this whole outcry from the right about Luigi Mangione being a murderer and killing an innocent life, they did not have that same energy for Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse is their folk hero. And I just think the hypocrisy is stunning.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You actually are leading into my next soundbite. Okay, Scott?
Scott, you're welcome for the transition.
Okay.
Scott, thank you for your call.
There is a video making the rounds out there right now. The Megas are showing media hypocrites, by the way.
Yeah.
These people, they're actually introducing Kyle Rittenhouse on stage.
Yeah.
And this video shows Kyle Rittenhouse coming out and the crowd roaring, and they love him. They love him. And you can hear it in the background. But the video itself, which you can't see, obviously, in radio, is fantastic. It juxtaposes the current reporting on it with this introduction of Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot two protesters in Kenosha, cold blood, got away with it. And injured another person, shooting them as well. And this guy is a hero on the right wing, and yet they are complaining. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to this cut. And remember now, the video is going on. It's showing both sides of this issue. The right wing saying, oh, I can't believe the left is actually liking. Let's listen to it.
Let's get loud for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Murder, assassination, vigilantism, it's wrong, it's evil, it's despicable. There's no hero. Cheering for the murder of an unarmed man is beyond sick.
For anyone that sympathizes and empathizes with a murderer, that is completely upside down in our American society. There are people that need to reevaluate their inner soul and their moral compass. Yeah. There is nothing acceptable to me about that.
Wackos are treating suspected killer as a folk hero. Actual praise for the murder itself.
Yeah. To sympathize with them, it's just disgusting.
You know, they have a Bonnie and Clyde syndrome in the DSM-IV in psychiatric treatment, and that's when some people are enamored by criminals.
You don't have the right to go out and kill somebody and take, you know, vigilante justice into your hands. So I think it's really disturbing to people across the country as they tune in and hear, you know, people excited and saying there's joy from this. I think it's really concerning.
Kyle!
That's amazing, isn't it?
So, I don't think you explained it well enough. Were those comments that we were hearing over, like, the chanting, was that from Fox News about Luigi Mangione?
It was juxtaposing both points of view, how they criticize the left for, like, praising Mangione. Yeah. They're saying that anyway. Mm-hmm. And then their praise of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was also a vigilante and killed two people. And you know, making money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sick.
Yeah.
It's really sick. But it shows their hypocrisy, their immense hypocrisy. But I want to thank our caller for introducing that topic. That helped. I like that. You know, while we're on the subject of that, Bernie Sanders explained to Jon Stewart about Medicare for All. Why don't we listen to this? Cut 53, talking about insurance companies and profiteering. And this time, you know, it's good to hear from Bernie Sanders. Okay, let's listen to it.
Question of knowing or understanding. It's a question of who controls what goes on here. Money in politics. People cannot vote their conscience. The system is broken and corrupt. And that's what we have to address. And Trump says it is broken. Now, his remedies are going to make it even worse. Privatize, privatize, privatize. So he'll have even more power in the hands of the large corporate interests.
Right.
So if you had an efficient Medicare system that covered all basic health care needs, what would the people say? You'd say, hey, that's great. I want to use that to cover all the kids and everybody else. There are people here who that's their nightmare, that you have an efficient government. Because ultimately, they want virtually every part of American society, including public education, including healthcare, to be privatized. And they're moving rapidly. You know, ran for president on the need for a Medicare for All single-payer program. So it exists in Canada right now. Do they have their problem? Everybody has a problem. Understand that when we talk about healthcare, John, 60,000 people a year die because they don't get to a doctor. Life expectancy is lower than other countries. Working-class people in this country live 7 or 8 years shorter lives than the rich, pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. We're paying twice as much per person for healthcare than the Canadians and people around the world. What is the function of the healthcare system? It is to make the drug companies and the insurance companies rich, and they will fight you to the death to give up that lucrative industry. Get rid of the profiteering, get rid of the billing, get rid of the complexity. If you did that, John, getting back to our original discussion, you'd restore a lot of faith in democracy and government.
I would think, right? Mm. And that's Bernie Sanders. Why don't we get to, I want you to queue up cut 69. This is part of our talk segment where we normally, you know, go to the internet and see what wisdoms we can find there. And I thought this was a perfect way of describing what we're seeing, the corporate takeover of White House. Let's check it out. Listen.
I just want to jump in with the text here really quick. If there was Gary in Madison says, if there was a more affordable medical nationwide, then there would be hundreds of thousands of people still alive, including Mr. Thompson.
Yep, exactly. Let's listen to the cut.
If the government doesn't want people going for extreme solutions when things become as desperate as they have become, they should also be focusing on prevention. None of these things should have been allowed to happen. It is their problem to fix. And people are starting to realize it. The immediate problem, though, is us. We haven't reckoned with our collective mental health issues, our extremely erratic and disorganized behavior. Are we the country who begs a billionaire to return to office and triple down on corporate America as a way to solve all of our problems, as he has promised to do? Or are we the country that we seem to be becoming that suddenly realizes that corporate America is the problem and not the solution? Because we can't have it both ways. The only thing that's clear is that we have just elected a man who is not only not going to fix this problem, he sees it as the way forward. So we're going to be in the woods for a while, and we better learn how to have this conversation with each other, or we're just going to get weirder, and not in a good way.
Yep. It's bad.
It's awful.
The prospects of what's going to happen when Trump takes office, and what they're going to do to health care, and it's not even the group that put together Project 2025. It's a different group now that is advising in regards to what kind of system we are going to have. We're going to change the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, into something completely different. They want to make it so it's more difficult to stay on the Affordable Care Act. And then you have options of going to a more extreme insurance policy. Then you get in a health savings account, and you can only have those health savings account if you have a high-risk insurance policy. Mm. So everybody's going to have high-risk insurance policies, and then they're going to allow people to go to the private sector where they can disallow pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
This isn't progress. This is going backwards, folks. This is not good, and they're not going to allow the extension of the subsidies into the Affordable Care Act after 2025.
And the rich get richer, and the super rich are getting even more super rich. The $400 billion man, that's what they're calling Elon Musk now. His wealth, get this, his wealth has doubled since Election Day. And he's right at Trump's hand there.
Right.
You know, pulling the levers and the switches.
And when you think this guy's wealth has doubled, this guy is going to be able to afford to buy any damn thing he wants, including MXNBC, they're calling it, you know, because it's being spun off from Comcast, right? Mm. So he's been kind of shooting that idea out there. What would happen if these people took over the media and made it all right wing?
That's what they're trying to do. And we'll be back with odds and ends, tidbits, some leftovers right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
We had a wild summer, but the summer is done, so let's go, go, winter, go, go. Going to a mountain, that's a mountain of fun, so let's go, go, winter, go, go.
Perfect for today. 92.7 WMDX.
Winter a go go.
Yeah, John and Gordy in the Morning. I love that. But it's a fun movie. They have all these big groups on it. They're playing this in a chalet. You know? It's warm. It's warm down there in the valley, but it's really cold up here with snowdrifts. And you know, James Brown does. You know, got a brand new bag or something like that in a winter resort. God, it's just for the funny days. Funny movie.
Mm-hmm. I want to remind you this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side, west side, or online at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantees on their handcrafted mattresses. 752, it's cold, 1 degree below 0. And one more time this hour, you got a few more minutes to enter in the keyword. For the $100 cash prize this hour, Mary is the keyword. Get the Civic Media app, download it, and put that word in. Enter it before 8 a.m. We'll have other keywords 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And it is a statewide contest. And again, $100 cash prize up for grabs this time around. Everybody gets entered in to the grand prize drawing, which will happen at the end of next week. All right. Yeah, all kinds of great grand prizes.
Sounds easy to remember.
got that? Okay.
We got a text of a Rittenhouse.
And, what's he doing there? He's crying. It says,
this tactic will work for Luigi too. Right. Okay. It was. It's a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse whining and crying and simpering.
Yeah.
Boy, I still can't believe it. I just can't believe the verdict on that.
Yeah.
Man, this is where you can't believe in law anymore in this country. Let's listen to the Daily Show's approach to Luigi's act. Here, let's check it out.
How this guy's been arrested, and normally most people believe that getting a suspected killer off the streets is a good thing. But that's not exactly what happened this time.
Surging support on social media for murder suspect Luigi Mangione, the hashtag Free Luigi trending worldwide.
Y'all saying murderer, I'm saying freedom fighter.
The comments posted in reaction to the CNN news post, brutal. McDonald's employees snitched on a working class hero, 251 likes. I hope someone creates a GoFundMe for his legal defense. Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear backpacks. Does he need someone to corroborate his alibi? Because I got him.
Yes, these horrible comments should never be repeated. And now let me read all of them slowly on national television. Look, I understand that we all hate insurance companies. I happen to think America needs free, universal health care funded by taxes.
Listen to the crowd. Isn't that great?
But shooting a real human in the back is not heroic, and it's not going to get people what they want. And if you want real change, we have to realize that comes from a lot of people working together, doing a lot of small things, organizing, educating, voting for politicians who will actually pass universal health care. And... that might not be exciting or thrilling or sexy, but if you want that, why don't you pick up a copy of my new book, Lucky Loser? It's available for pre-order now, and it's inspired zero murders so far. Now, there is one other reason this guy's built such a fan base. He's a total snack.
And also, let's not get around the fact a lot of people find the man attractive. And so that
Could
has become
be
this whole thing.
Could he be the new hot felon? Yeah. I don't know.
And there was talks about how some people were saying he was an attractive-looking killer.
So much of the clips we were watching at the top of this segment are driven by the fact that this is an attractive
person. We got to drop the banner to show why.
And it is deeply troubling that we are celebrating this person.
I love how CNN is like, I can't believe people are romanticizing this monster control room. Can we zoom in on his giant dong? My question is he really even that hot? I mean, take away the hair and the abs, the face, the arm, that easy smile, the way his eyes light up. Well, I'm sorry, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Syria?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Man. Yeah. Mm.
Could we take away that banner and see his abs? That was just—it was hilarious. If you watch the video, it's just
yeah,
and that was the female anchor asking for that.
Yeah.
They did it. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Hey, we got some other stuff here to throw out there.
Okay, we got a minute or so. Yeah.
We got 2 minutes. Oh no, I don't know if we have time for 30 seconds.
Well, what do you got? Elon Musk,
the billionaire who spent like 2 weeks at Mar-a-Lago after the election, clearly wasn't working from his office, says people shouldn't be able to work from home. This man is an epic hypocrite. Let's listen to Cut 52.
It's like, really? You're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory? You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home? The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home?
No.
But you can? Does that seem morally right? That's messed up.
You see it as a moral issue?
Yes.
I mean, I see it more as
It's a productivity issue, but it's also a moral issue.
No, it isn't.
People should get off the goddamn moral high horse with the work from home bullshit.
Oh, get off.
He's got no right talking about morals. His family made their money off of a mine in South Africa during apartheid.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Another guy that inherited or basically has gotten money from his family, okay?
Right.
I mean, this is crazy stuff. But can you imagine his comparison of, why would you have to stay home? Yeah. I mean, if a person wants to work on your house, why can't he do it from home? What kind of example is that? Know. This is a genius? This is the guy who's making billions of dollars?
Yeah, his wealth has doubled since the election day.
And yet he suggested that people who fix people's homes up should be able to do
crazy fixing up
from their home.
All right.
What the hell?
We are all out of time, and we will join you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. And also, Rocker will be with us and Pam Yonke as well. Have a great day. Talk to you in the morning.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.